it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Hillgrove, Billy Hilly, the voice of the Pitt Panthers, joins us. He is brought to us by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. Check us out, lot17pgh.com. Bill, Mason Heinschel, outstanding. Your thoughts. Good morning.
Well, good morning. He lit the whole team up, not just the offense, but I thought the defense and special teams responded. That looked like a different football team from what we had seen the previous two outings. So, you know, very encouraging. And, you know, he's 18 years of age, but if you listen to his post-game remarks, his years belie his age. He was very mature and is mature. And, you know, Pat will tell you this, and so will Doran, having watched him preseason, and especially in the spring, he seemed to be the best quarterback.
Bill, you know, obviously this team got a shot in the arm of confidence with Heinschel. Even the defense played very well. But now they head to Tallahassee tomorrow to take on a Florida State team that's very desperate. A Florida State team that lost in overtime to Virginia. And, you know, the score didn't really reflect it, but kind of got beat up by Miami. They have two losses in a row. How does this Pitt team look and fare against the Seminoles coming Saturday?
Well, you know, that all depends on if they play up to the level where they played against Boston College. You know, I want to say that Boston College had some, you know, things wrong. They had some players out on defense, but that still didn't explain how well Pitt played. And, you know, I go back to coach speak where it's about us, it's about we, it's not about the other team. And so let's see if they can take this game and take it to Tallahassee. You know, Doak Campbell Stadium is a tough place with the guy on the horse with the spear and all of those things. But, you know, once the game starts, it's still a football game, and let's hope they play as well.
Billy, I referenced the Johnny Cash song, you know, I've been everywhere, man. That's kind of like you. But it's been a while since Pitt's gone to Tallahassee, and we've actually been along for the ride. 2020, if you recall, we were in the studio in the Peterson Event Center during that game. During COVID, last time Pitt was in Tallahassee was 1982, a 37-17 win. What are your recollections from that ballgame?
Oh, gosh. You know, they kind of blend in together, Pat, but that wasn't the one. Yeah, it was the one where I can still see Foge trying to drag his coaching wire out of the puddle. As I recall, that was a rainy night in Tallahassee. The other time I remember was 1974 when I did my first game as a play-by-play man. I had Myron Cope as my partner, and I can still hear him yelling about the love bugs are bugging me. You know, you know, those memories come back very swiftly, but we've had some success there. Let's hope it continues on Saturday.
No idea whether or not Desmond Reed will be good to go, but when he is ready, I mean, what can he add, especially with Heinschel now? Love to see those two guys play together.
Well, obviously the breakaway factor. You know, the other backs have done a good job of running between the tackles, but Desmond can give you that to the house. Let's hope it happens, but those high ankle sprains, you just never know. Sometimes, you know, I heard the old adage, it's better to break it than it is to get a high ankle sprain. But fortunately, he didn't break it, and so let's hope he's ready.
Billy, we appreciate your time as always. Safe travels to Tallahassee, and we'll talk to you next week before the Syracuse game.
Thank you, gents. Always a pleasure. H2P.
What a man.
Thanks, Billy.
Love
bugs.
See
you tomorrow, Pard. Love bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Hope there's no love bugs in the
love bugs.
Press box. I have no idea.
Ladybugs? Well, he froze up there in the middle of the story.
He froze up a couple great times. Like him and Myron Cope doing a riveting 9-6 Pitt win at Doak S. Campbell Stadium. And you know what's crazy about that? You know, Pitt, West Virginia, Bobby Bowden Field now down there.
Yeah.
And a couple years prior to that was the comeback by Pitt to beat West Virginia.
Oh, why'd you have to?
Where Bobby Bowden, I think, was speaking at an event in Pittsburgh, and he said he wrote a book on how not to finish a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Mm.
Great memories.
Yeah, great.
Love bug's a great saying.
Love
Myron Cope. I mean, it's been so long, obviously, since we've heard him on the air. I can remember being a kid not from here. And, like, we'd be tuning and listening to the Eagles games and Merrill Reese, and I had no idea at that time that I'd be in this industry. And then we'd flip to the Steelers game, and I'd be like, who is that? Did he play? And then, obviously, when you come here, you're like, what a national treasure that guy was. That guy became. And him and Bill were just...
thick as thieves.
Attached at the hip.
Yes.
Like, one of the greatest broadcast duos in the history of pro football.
And you added Tunch to the mix.
Oh, it was awesome.
And it was as good as it gets,
the
man.
We've talked about this, Dorn. The broadcasters that have graced the airwaves in this town, man, including yourself, Adam.
Wow.
Are just outstanding.
Did you hear that, Harry?
I mean, you're outstanding.
Okay. I don't think any of them ever wore woman's underwear.
Well, you never know.
I got
the
some
70s,
Myron
man.
Stories.
Anything goes in the 70s.
That is true. That
you
is
never true. Know.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.